Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, good afternoon. Thursday afternoon here at News Radio 930 WBEN 209. Joe Beamer in for the next 2 days as Tom is off. Tom will be back, as you heard Tim say, as soon as possibly this weekend. So stay tuned. I'll be here getting you through the next 2 days as we go into the weekend and as we continue as a community to grieve, to heal, to come together, as most people are saying. And as we go forward, and you heard David talk about it the last 4 hours, we have a lot of questions, a lot of how, a lot of why, and those questions, we'll have more and more questions, and hoping to find those answers as time goes on, because the more you hear, the more you learn, it just, the more questions you have, and it's something we'll definitely be keeping track of and trying to get to the bottom of. And now I want to start the show with an email that I got after BMAZ and Beamer yesterday. That email is, Joe, I understand your sadness. I understand your pain and anger. I feel the same way. However, it seems they're commenting on, it seems you're more angry than sad. And let me tell you this. I am still feeling, and this is what I want to get into this first hour, I am still feeling the pain I felt when I came in here Saturday night, right? Speechless, aching for those 10 families, praying for the victims and their families, and you know, wondering just what. And I still feel that pain. Now, there's anger in there as well. You know, I am angry that there are people that have this hate in their heart that this monster who went in to this store and racially motivated, white supremacist, I'm angry that there are people that have that kind of hate in their heart. And yes, as we learn more and more, my pain is still there. And that pain with some of these stories grows. That 911 story that we'll get into later in the show is heartbreaking. I mean, can you imagine being in that situation and being on the phone and you know, thinking that you are calling, you have the comfort the person you're calling is going to get help, is going to respond to the situation, and then to be pretty much hung up on by 911 as you are fearing for your life. I cannot imagine that feeling. And yes, that contributes to the anger that is in with the pain. And you know, when I say things like come together, and I believe most people, when they say we as a community need to come together, we as a country need to come together. It's not just empty words. However, there are people out there that I do feel, when they say come together, stop hate, I'm not really sure they know what that means. Because coming together, and I talked about it yesterday and I'm hoping to continue that conversation later today, this coming together and, you know, stopping hate, I'm all for it. You know, I've always said the best way to defeat hate is love. But I do find it interesting that you go on your social media, you talk with people. I mean, I have a friend who has taken part in this political finger pointing, and then when called out on it, said, well, Joe, it's not personal. Here's the thing. If you are pointing the finger and saying, you know, it's people, it's your the problem. You're pointing to an entire political party saying it's their problem. It's their fault. You've got Adam Zyglis in the Buffalo News drawing a political cartoon saying that the base of the GOP is pretty much the KKK. You've got others at the Buffalo News wanting to make this political. And if you are a member of this political party, it's your fault. It's your talk. Again, without example. But then the same people that will retweet, stop hate and let's come together. What do you mean? What do you mean come together? You literally just accused anyone that voted for one party last time they voted of being the problem. I don't understand what you mean by coming together. You know, it's again, it leaves me just speechless. You heard David at the end of his show talking about some of the talking points for some of these politicians and for some of these commentators. And someone texted in and was completely right. They said that people were starting to make this political Saturday night. And I'm sorry, I think that's just absolutely disgusting. I think it's people that Saturday night, the first thing that came to their mind was to start the political finger pointing, to start making this political, to start saying anyone who voted for Trump, this is on you. Those people should be absolutely ashamed of themselves. That's not coming together. Is that really what the community needs right now? Is more division? You've got people in this community that have literally spent the last 5 days. Have they been handing out groceries? Have they been donating? I mean, I don't know. But they've been on Twitter quite a lot. They've been pointing the finger quite a lot. How is that helping us through this? How does that bring us together? And again, it's wrong. Just because someone doesn't politically agree with you, now they're the problem. It's their fault. That's insane. That's absolutely insane. I think everyone listening to my voice, no matter of your political affiliation, is hurting today, is in pain today. And thinks that the thoughts of that racist monster who went into Tops with one thing on his mind, we all think that is disgusting. No one, regardless of your political affiliation, has the just awful thoughts that this individual had. And to then, again, Saturday night, already start in on, this is your fault, it's your ideology, it's your politics. That's helping nobody. And again, are you feeling pain, or do you just want to make this political? Like I said, for me, I'm still in pain. And I think this community will be in pain for a while. This community will be grieving for a while. As I said, the thought that 10 families will never be the same again. Do you think those 10 families right now really need you making this political? Do you think that's what they want? Do you think people in that neighborhood that right now are wondering, all right, where do we go to, you know, that this was where we shopped? Where do we go, you know? Do you think the top thing on their mind is making this political? You think you're helping out? It's really disturbing. Obviously, what that individual did, that the thoughts of that monster, also very disturbing. To know that there are people that think that way, it's absolutely disturbing. And yes, I think it's something we need to talk about. I think it's a conversation we need to have, like I said yesterday. But I'm sorry, you're not helping by making this political. You know, there's many times I have said we need to tone down the temperature of the political discussion, right? You would think of all times, people would know that just to put their politics away and to help out. This is a community that's not only grieving, but we are a community that we need to help. We need to help our neighbor. We need to be the city of good neighbors. And instead of fighting on Twitter, which is helping nobody, we need to know, hey, what can we do? Where can we go? Where can I donate this? Where can I donate my time? Where can I donate my money? That's what we need to be doing. We don't need the local newspaper publishing cartoons that's calling one political party racist. We don't need a bunch of bloggers blaming this on everyone else. We need people to get off their butts and go do something. And I'm very, it's very heartwarming to see that we are, that people are doing that, that people are donating money, donating their time, donating food. It's heartwarming to see the Buffalo Bills, the Buffalo Sabres, the Buffalo Bandits helping out. And today to see the legends down there helping out. Roger Goodell helping out. Showing true love. Not just saying it in a Facebook post. That doesn't mean anything. That's empty. If you say it in one post, in the next post, you're literally going after half the country saying this is their fault. You're not, number one, you're not practicing what you said in your first post. And number two, that's not getting us anywhere. You know, yesterday I said something about uncomfortable conversations, right? And the uncomfortable conversations we need to have. And I truly believe that. But that conversation isn't tweeting at somebody. I mean face-to-face conversations. I mean in-depth conversations. And it is very heartwarming to see the love and support that we have seen this week. I don't want to take away from that. Because it does bother me, the finger pointing. It does bother me, the hate that I have seen. But it's also so heartwarming to see all the people that have donated their time, people who have flown in from out of town to donate their time, to donate food, to donate money. That's love. That is truly practicing what you're saying when you say stop hate. That is showing love. That is saying, hey, we are all in this together, and we are going to be here for you. It's what we should all be saying. We should all be saying that, yes, we grieve as a community, but we are here for the victims' families. We are here for that neighborhood, and we will be here. We're not going away tomorrow. We're not going away next week. We will be here next month. We will be here next year. We'll be here next decade. Whatever you need, we are here for you. That's what this community needs to hear. That's what Western New York needs to hear. And thankfully, they are. But unfortunately, at the same time, you have people that want to make political gain off it, off a tragedy. They want to blame one another. They don't know what the hell they're talking about, but they want to blame one another. And I'll tell you this. If someone I loved was in that store, and this week I am grieving, we're not even a week removed, and I see the political battlefield on Twitter, I'll tell you, that wouldn't help me. That wouldn't help me at all. That's not what I would need. And I think that's how many are feeling. And I would figure that most people agree with what I'm saying. But unfortunately, you have too many that just want to post on social media all day and say that it's everyone that disagrees with them's fault. And I'm sorry to start the show off like that. I know I started the show yesterday off like that, but it bothers me. It is something that, I don't know. Again, it leaves me speechless. But I want to say this. I know a majority of Western New York are donating their money, they're donating food, and they're donating time. Because Buffalo, Western New York, this is the city of good neighbors. And it is heartwarming to see. You know, I talked about the rush of emotion. And, you know, it comes back when you see everyone coming together and helping. And this won't be something that, you know, next week we're moving on. No, like I said, we're going to be here next week, next month, next year, next decade, whatever you need. So when we come back, I want to know, because this is the city of good neighbors. This is the city that does come together for the most part. I want to know, what is going through your mind right now? And if you have a charity, a donation, let people know where they can donate their money, where they can donate food, where they can donate their time. And I want to know what you've done in this last week to reflect and think back to Saturday. What were you doing when you heard the news? You know, we heard Tim Wenger's interview with the gentleman who was in the store not 20 minutes before the shooting. And his main thing was making sure that the cashier that had cashed him out was okay. And I'll tell you, listening to that, you get all choked up again. And fortunately, he was able to find the cashier, and they were okay. And he said, you know, I didn't. We'll play the interview back when we come back from the news, because I think it was a really, really nice interview. And again, it showed this guy's only worry was, is this person okay? 803-0930, star 930. I want to know, where were you Saturday when you first heard the news? What was your initial thought? Who did you reach out to? What have you done this week to reflect? And for you, what does coming together mean? And have you seen that? And how do we continue to do that? 803-0930, star 930. Beamer in for Bowerly, back after this.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
And welcome back. Joe Beamer in for Tom Bowerly here on News Radio 930 WBEN. As we continue to grieve and heal and come together. And just to clarify what I was saying in the first segment, a majority of Western Yorkers are coming together, right? And I see that from the text on the text board. Joe, point out all the good, point out the donations, and you're right. I do believe that a majority of Western New York is, when they say they're coming together, right? And we need that. That's what we need. The opening segment was I am bothered by those who will say one thing, but by their actions do another. And if you are taking this racist monster on Saturday and what he did, and you're taking that as an opportunity to divide us, I'm sorry. Your empty promise of stopping hate just sounds very empty. But no, I want to clarify. A majority of Western New Yorkers are coming together, and it is heartwarming to see all the donations. It's heartwarming to see that last Sunday, the community fridge had to turn off their Venmo because they had gotten so many donations so quickly. That's heartwarming. That is what Buffalo is. That is what Buffalo is known for. When those in our community are hurting, when they need us, we're there. And again, we don't go anywhere. We're going to be here. So I just want to clarify, because a lot of people are saying, Joe, point out this, point out that. You're right. A majority of Western New York has come together, and it's beautiful, and I hope it continues. I know it will continue. And again, it's very heartwarming. It's very heartwarming. I want to play this story. Tim Wenger interviewed Michael, who was in the store just a few minutes before the shooting on Saturday. And here's his story of why he was walking around with his receipt. This is from earlier. And Josh, I would ask that you put my news bus on. Sorry about that. Little communication.
Michael, remarkable story. A matter of minutes, and you would have been inside the store when all hell broke loose Saturday.
a matter of 20 minutes or so or less.
Tell me that story. I mean, why were you at the store, and what are you feeling about that today?
Just as those other people were doing just ordinary, mundane shopping. You know, you don't need to know, they don't need, you know, that you want to, oh, did you get apples? No, I was just doing my regular, mundane shopping as those people were, and I did that, and then I left, and I also forgot an item, and I decided not to go back. That may have saved me, but you always got this guilt. Now I got this haunting guilt. Why me? Why did I survive 20 minutes prior?
You know, it's interesting. You're walking around, you're carrying the receipt from your grocery stop on Saturday, and you did that for a reason, because you're able to follow up with who helped
you out.
Right.
I didn't even, as much as traumatic as it was, my concern, and that's what helped me mentally, my concern from the very start was for the lady that checked me out. So I was able to use the embrace that, my unselfishness and not worrying about me, and I'm the 20th person that survived. I wanted to know what happened to her, because that was, she was, we were definitely, that was the last person I engaged with who was there, and my concern was that she made it out. And when I found out she made out, it was somewhat of relief, if that's applicable, because that was my concern. So I wasn't worried about, hey, I'm the one who didn't make it. I'm the one who did. No, my concern was her.
And Tim played that earlier. That was Tim's interview with Michael. Went around. He was concerned, and he was able to find out that the cashier did make it out. 803-0930, *930 is the number. And again, I'm asking you, as you know, it is Thursday. It is May 19th. We're 5 days removed. I want to know from you, going back to Saturday, where were you when you first heard the news? What was your initial thought? Who did you reach out to? And what have you done this week to reflect? Also, if you want to share a charity, if you want to share a place to drop off donations, or to donate your time, we'll take that as well at 803-0930, *930. And what have you seen Western New York coming together? What have you seen from that? And just tell me your feelings. You know, I said that on Saturday night as well. But we've had 5 days to reflect. And again, as I started the show, a lot of questions that we're going to be trying to find the answers to. 803-0930, *930. That's the number. Let's go to Williamsville and speak with Joan. Hey, Joan.
Hi there. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, Joan.
Okay. I just want to start out by saying something that I've always kept in my heart that was said by the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. And I think we are, and excuse my voice, I've got a bit of a cold. I think we're seeing that all over the place. I mean, people are coming from the suburbs and going down there to volunteer. I just want to mention that a lot of the businesses are involved, too. My daughter has a shop on Main Street called Carousel. She's asking people to drop off. She checked with the Resource Council of Western New York to find out what was needed. And she's asking people to drop off toiletries, diapers, and non-perishable food items now through Saturday the 21st. And all these things will be delivered down there. Being a business owner, she can't get down there to do the volunteering herself, but this is the least that a lot of the small business owners are doing. And I just wanted to point that out, for especially people in the Williamsville area. If you feel you want to do something but can't get to the east side, drop off some items over there that will be delivered in your name, and show your love in that way.
Joan, we will get down there, and I appreciate you sharing that with us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Joan. Joan in Williamsville opens a line for you at 803-0930, *930. I also want to throw this question out as we are talking about, you know, the last 5 days. We're talking about Saturday, your feelings, your reflections, and coming together. But there is also another question that we have heard, and I heard Tim and Susan talking about this morning, and that is that Tops location and reopening that Tops location. And, you know, you talk to anyone in that neighborhood, and you heard Reverend Kinzer Pointer yesterday telling Susan that, you know, it was more than a grocery store. You know, you would go there for just to pick up something for that night, and you would be having a conversation. He said he couldn't walk in there without, you know, something that should easily be a 5-minute trip, and he'd be there 30, 40 minutes just talking, having conversations. And you hear that from everyone in that neighborhood. And, you know, looking at the just what, you know, for me, it'd be very difficult. You know, I mean, that's where 10 people lost their lives. You know, that's where 10 families were changed forever. But you have this push from people in the neighborhood that, you know, we need that store back open. And, you know, I keep on thinking, what is the way to open that store and to also have a memorial to those who lost their life on Saturday? And I want to know from you as well. We'll throw this into the topic as well. What would your idea be for reopening that store? And what kind of memorial would it be, in the store, outside the store? Because this is something that's been going on in my mind. And again, I struggle. I struggle because, you know, I would look at what happened on Saturday and say, you need to tear that store down and build a memorial. But everyone in that neighborhood said, no, we need that store. We need to have that store reopened. And Tops is committed to reopening it. You heard Congressman Brian Higgins with me yesterday saying that is necessary. And again, everyone we've talked to, Reverend Pointer said that. Eva Doyle said that. I believe Reverend Pridgen also, and Mayor Byron Brown all said the store will reopen. Obviously, it will take time. And in reopening it, does that mean a memorial is set up right outside? Is a memorial in the store? And how do you go through reopening that store? I just, as someone put on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, how about you raise that location and you build a new location close to where it is now? It's to me, it's just, I think it'll be very difficult for people to walk back in that store. You know, I think for some, it'll be very traumatic to walk back in, especially if you were there that day. But it'll be interesting to follow. And again, whatever they need, whatever that neighborhood needs, they're part of this community. And we'll make sure that we do everything we can to make it happen. But I'd like to know your thoughts on that and revisiting that store and going to that store once it opens. I think it'll be very tough for some people. I do. I think it'll be very tough to be able to have that. 803-0930, star 930. That's the number to get on. It's also the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board text number. Asking you about Saturday, where were you when you first heard the news? What were your initial thoughts as the news was coming in? Who did you reach out to first? What have you done this week to reflect? And, you know, I'll take a chance to answer that. So on Saturday, and I told the story Saturday night. Saturday, I was at the gym. I had pushed back my workout, and I was at the gym, and, you know, usually I have music on when I'm working out, and I just zone out. I always talk about zoning out. So, you know, I'm not looking at any TV in particular. I'm just kind of going through, and then I see, you know, now it's late afternoon on a Saturday, so not many people were there, but I saw several people just staring up at one of the cable news TVs. So, of course, I say, well, this must be important. Why are they looking up? And, you know, I look, I squint my eyes, and I go, well, that's Buffalo. So immediately I look at my phone. I had a few alerts. I turn on BEN just in time for Bowerly to start the coverage. And, you know, then went home, and my wife and I were just glued to the television. We had the radio on. We had the television on mute. And, you know, as the news was coming in, I'm choking up just re-going through Saturday. You know, we're hearing the coverage on BEN. We're seeing what's going on the TV, and I can't explain it. I mean, it was, you know, that feeling in your chest. And then, you know, I said before I came to the station Saturday night, my wife had said, look, they just lowered the flag across the street at the fire hall to half mast. And, you know, you get that rush of emotion, just, oh, you know. Then drove down here and attempted to help out with the coverage. But again, you know, I was just at a loss for words. And it was that pain that really hasn't gone away since. And Saturday, I attempted to call my father. He didn't answer his phone, so I called my mom, who's visiting my grandmother in Richmond, and said, "You got to turn on the news. This is awful. I mean, look what's happening." And, you know, over the last 5 days, I mean, this is all not only on the station. This is all I've been talking about. I mean, this is all it's been. And, you know, reflecting on how to help. And again, what does everyone need? And my reflections, as I said yesterday, my reflections are, I am ready to have a conversation. I am ready to talk. And coming together can't just be this empty thing we say and then go back to, you know, being upset. And we have to come together as a community and stay together. And I don't think anyone can do that better than Western New York. I really do mean that. But, you know, May 14th, I said this Saturday night, May 14th will be a day we never forget. And it'll be a day that, for many, it'll be very difficult to even start the healing process. And for 10 families, their lives will never be the same. And you know, there will always be now that empty chair at the dinner table. And our thoughts and prayers are definitely with them and all that were affected. But I want to know about your reflections. I want to know your thoughts. I want to know your feelings as well, as we are now still in that grieving process, but we're also looking for ways to help out. You know, Joan in Williamsville called in. You can go to the carousel on Main Street and drop off items that will be donated down on Jefferson. You can give to the Tops Friendly Markets, Buffalo's 514 Survivors Fund. That is a certified GoFundMe, and give money that will help those in the neighborhood that need it. You can go drop off food at one of many places. I think there's two places on East Ferry that are collecting food donations. You can also donate your time and hand out groceries. And, you know, it is, again, it's heartwarming to see all that has come together. But I will say this, and I'm sorry that I even have to say this, but make sure, if you are on GoFundMe, that you are giving to a verified charity. Because there are people out there, unfortunately, that will put fake things on GoFundMe and use that to collect money. And it's unfortunate that we even have to say that. But make sure, and if you want the secured GoFundMe for the TOPS Survivors Fund, you can get that at WBEN.com. Okay? So make sure it is a verified GoFundMe and that it's not someone that's trying to benefit off this tragedy. Make sure it is verified and it is going to where you think it is going. Again, if you want to get the link to the verified GoFundMe, you can do that at WBEN.com. Click on the story of the Buffalo 514 Survivors Fund. 803-0930, star 930. That's the number to get on. Look forward to talking with you. We are carrying the press briefing that is supposed to happen at 3 o'clock. But when it happens, it'll be here. There is the press briefing, so we will make sure that that is carried live here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Josh, do I break at 55, 56? Sorry, it's been a few weeks. 55? All right. 803-0930, star 930. If you're on hold, I will get to you after the break. Please be patient. 803-0930, if you want to get in line, if you want to get on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, it is Beamer in for Bowerly, taking your calls. And you know, I appreciate all those who are reflecting on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, on the phone lines. Next hour, after the press briefing, I obviously want to get into something David talked about today. And that is, how did this person slip through the cracks? How was this person not on a radar? And, you know, we talk about people trying to play politics and pointing the finger. Well, let's look at the people in this person's life. And let's look at who could have stopped this. Who could have addressed an issue that was definitely going on at home? So we will get into that as well after the press briefing. When we come back, we'll talk with you here on WBEN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.